Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Emory Dunaway along with Joe D'Ambrosio. All right, Joe, we've got this
right.
Is topical.
Yeah, this is the top story of the morning, obviously, at 8:50. Over the weekend, Governor Lamont reversed what he said on our radio show and elsewhere about the fact that he wasn't interested in putting in tolls. They thought he'd do a five-year study, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
well, then now it turns out when they do the budget, when he presents the budget, there will be a couple different budget toll proposals in there. Mm-hmm. We wanted to talk to somebody who feels strongly on the other side of the coin. That's Patrick Sasser. He is a full-time firefighter for the town of Stamford, co-owner with his brother of Sasser Excavating and Trucking, and for the purposes of this discussion, co-founder of the No Toll CT Group. Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're great. Patrick, thanks for taking the time to join us there. When you heard the news over the weekend that the governor had run a reverse on his statement that he made to us and other people, were you surprised?
You know, I wouldn't say surprised, more disappointed. Knowing that for months the governor campaigned on just tolling tractor trailers, which
right.
we obviously are opposed to doing that as well.
Sure.
It was just frustrating to hear him come out and now say that he's, open to tolling cars. And it's a complete flip-flop from what his entire campaign was saying, right up to the day of the election.
Now, if you go to their website, notollct.org.
Which is a great, by the way, it's a terrific website
well.
You got to put together there.
But you've got a
Thank
map
you.
Of where the toll, the gantries would be, the tow, whatever, where tolls would be taken, and it's about every 6 miles.
Correct. The latest DOT study, which is what we're going off of based on that information, the study calls for 82 tolls throughout Connecticut. And just to put that into perspective, there's only one turnpike in Massachusetts that has tolls. And I believe that road only has 10 toll gantries on it.
Seems right.
So we're looking at Connecticut, and this is the argument everyone says now in Hartford, is that, oh, well, all our neighboring states have tolls. We should have tolls, too. So just think about that when you look at Massachusetts and think about Rhode Island. They're only tolling tractor trailers, which everyone has been saying all along now that Rhode Island's going to lose that case. So it's very frustrating to us that the governor would come out now and say that he wants to toll cars with his plan, with his budget proposal.
Well, and as it says on the website, as Ray just said, I mean, there's like 6 tolls on Route 9. There's a bunch of tolls on Route 8. And, never mind the major thoroughfares, 95, 84, 91. I mean, when you organized your group, what was the first couple of things that you guys did to get your name out there in front of the public to let them know that there was a place that they could go to protest this?
So the first thing we actually did, it was myself and two other business owners down in Stamford here where we live. The first thing we actually did was, it was almost a year ago today, it was actually, I believe, on the 17th, we held a no-tolls rally in Stamford, and that's kind of what got the ball rolling. Believe it or not, this Saturday is our first no-tolls rally in Connecticut. So we're pretty much mimicking, here we are, a year later, doing exactly what we did last year. And that was really the spark of it. And then, getting on radio shows last year, testifying up in Hartford, going to some of these forums that the lawmakers were holding last year.
Right.
That's what really got our name and the movement going. This year, we've become much more organized. There are people throughout the state of Connecticut that are working with me to bring awareness to what's going on. There are still so many people in this state that still think that it's just tolls on the border. And
no.
I'll tell you a quick story. I went to Hartford last Wednesday and met several lawmakers and tried to talk to them about tolls and why we shouldn't have them. A freshman lawmaker thought that Connecticut was only talking about 2 or 3 tolls.
Yeek.
So here's a lawmaker that has no idea what's even being said about these tolls.
And
so
we should,
very disappointing.
We should add that your rally is going to take place at the Stanford Government Center on 888 Washington Boulevard Saturday from noon until 1:30, in case people want to head down to Stanford and participate.
By the way, if people want to go to your website, which is notollct.org, there's another twist to this whole thing. There are more toll booths than we thought, and there'll be peak travel charges. There'll be more.
Well, that's another piece of the pie that we're trying to educate people on. What they're looking to do is called congestive tolling.
Yes.
May not affect people in certain parts of the state as much, but the plan of congestive tolling is to force people off the highways by jacking the price up during certain times of the day. So people who live along, you know, I-95, 84, 91, some of these more dense corridors, think about the traffic that's going to be heading through your local roads to avoid paying those tolls. Huge impact on the neighbors, on the neighborhoods.
And as you say, the idea that, you know, this is going to be done during peak travel hours, I mean, I mean, look, I like the governor. We've had him on the show. We've enjoyed talking to him. But I think this is a case where, you know, it's just a 180 degree about face. And the idea that, you know, you're going to look, the people are going to have to slow down when they go through the tolls. You can't speed through them. They're going to be like the easy pass kind of things. And look what happened. We used to have tolls in our state. We had a ton of accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are those. I don't know what speeds you can travel through these. Again, no one's put out any detail on them. But, it's going to be easy pass or it's going to take your license plate. But right now, even Massachusetts, there's like $15 million of uncollected toll bills where out-of-state people haven't been paying those toll bills to Massachusetts. So what makes Connecticut any different? They keep trying to push it on people that, oh, we're going to toll out-of-state. We're going to toll out-of-state.
No.
The reality is the toll study says 70% of Connecticut residents are going to be footing this toll bill. We're going to be the ones paying for this.
Patrick, do you think the governor got into office fully intending not to do tolls or maybe just on the trucks, but then takes a look at the realities and cutting spending and stuff like that? This may be one of the few options that he has.
No, I don't believe it.
Okay, go ahead.
I think there are many other options out there. Number one is, I don't have the numbers sitting right in front of me, unfortunately, but for every mile of roadway that we do or pave in Connecticut, we pay somewhere around 2 to 3 times more than any other state.
Absolutely.
We have administrative costs in our state that are off the charts for our transportation compared to any other states around us. So there are ways that the governor, his new DOT commissioner, his staff, should be rolling up their sleeves and diving into those budgets and figuring out how to cut these costs. We voted last November for a lockbox. We pay some of the highest gas taxes in the nation. Yeah. We pay car registrations. We pay all these different fees. Let that money go into the lockbox as it's intended to go into, and let that money pay for the transportation costs of the repairs and infrastructure.
Thank you.
We all get it. We're not anti road improvements.
Right.
We understand it. We get it. We use these roadways. But you can't continue to just tax the working class and expect them to just say, oh, no problem. Let me just reach into my pocket and give you another $1,500 a year to pay for tolls.
All right.
The name of the website, the website location is www.notollct, all one word, .org. Patrick Sasser is the co-founder of the organization. Patrick, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being on. We need to get a rally up here if that's what we're going to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.